You are listening to WYSO on WYSO.org and NPR One. In the late 1980s, photographer Robert Mapplethorpe's exhibition The Perfect Moment fueled the fire of the so-called culture wars. The time period pitted right-wing politicians like Senator Jesse Helms against artists and museums in a battle over federal arts funding and First Amendment rights. When Mapplethorpe's exhibit opened at the Contemporary Arts Center in Cincinnati, the museum and its director were brought up on obscenity charges. 25 years later, the museum is considering the impact of those events on the arts in America through a major exhibit and symposium. For Culture Couch on WYSO, Susan Burns has this preview.
The city of Cincinnati, Ohio, made national headlines on April 7, 1990, with reports of police, protests, and pornography.
What you're watching now is the Cincinnati police as they made their move today against the Contemporary Arts Center, spurring a legal showdown over the controversial Robert Mapplethorpe exhibit.
And it was a showdown, a contentious trial over the sexual content of seven photographs in the exhibit. The current curator of the Contemporary Arts Center, Stephen Maticio, has heard plenty of stories about that era since he arrived in Cincinnati 2 years ago, when his first order of business was to plan for the 25th anniversary of Mapplethorpe.
And when we say Mapplethorpe, we mean as much the art and the exhibition and the artist as we do the controversy, the trial, the indictment, the acquittal. All of those things become wrapped up into that singular word.
Nationally, that word also came to mean censorship. Along with celebrity portraits and still lives, Robert Mapplethorpe was famous for making classically composed images of men engaged in practices of sadomasochism. Mapplethorpe's artwork boldly confronted moral values, and there was tremendous political pressure on museums to remove these photographs from his exhibit. Curator Stephen Maticio.
I think we typically associate that with totalitarian sort of systems of government, where a presiding order decides what the larger public can see. And in a lot of ways, it shapes a particular ideology. And I think that freedom comes with the ability to decide whether this offends me or not, or whether I want to argue about this. But I think that we all need to have that freedom to be exposed to information, whether that's text-based information or visual information or any kind of cultural information. A free society needs to be able to make that decision for themselves.
Because Mapplethorpe's images continue to challenge viewers as well as artists, Maticio commissioned 41 new works for an exhibition called After the Moment. One invited artist is Joel Whitaker, a photographer and professor of art at the University of Dayton. His idea started with a library book he found on Mapplethorpe's work.
Someone had gone through the book and actually razored out some of the photographs. One in particular was of two men in San Francisco who were in bondage and S&M. And so I opened the book up almost like it was a human form. So there's a bit of sexuality to the book. And I photographed the slice. I photographed the cut. And I was kind of like puzzled by the whole thing because I didn't know, did he or she take the photograph out because they found it offensive? Did they find it too hard to too difficult to deal with? Or did they just simply want it for their wall?
Who gets to decide which images get cut and why? That question was the legacy left by Mapplethorpe, who died in 1989. As for the trial back in 1990, a Cincinnati jury made up of mostly working-class people, including a secretary, a warehouse manager, a saleswoman, and an electrical engineer, decided that Mapplethorpe's work was not obscene. They upheld the First Amendment protections that grant the Contemporary Art Center's right to display his images, the right of the artist to make and show them, and the right of people like you and me to see them. This is Susan Burns for WYSO.
A symposium about Mapplethorpe's work begins on Friday, October 23rd, and the exhibit, After the Moment, opens November 6th at the Contemporary Arts Center in Cincinnati. For more information, go to WYSO.org.